It was excessive debt that started the 2008 financial crisis in the US, but China responded to the global collapse in trade that followed by borrowing heavily and spending. 5 years on, and an increasing number of analysts say China's bad corporate and local government debts are rapidly catching up with it. New research from the banking giant Société Générale estimates that Chinese companies have debts that are 1.5 times the size of the nation's annual economic output. Even worse, in a situation similar to a Ponzi scheme, up to a third of these companies are borrowing more money just to pay the interest on existing debts. The report's author, Société Générale economist Wei Yao, told our business reporter Michael Yander there are two potential outcomes, either a steady slowing of Chinese growth or a Japanese-style crash and long-term recession.
We estimate that China's corporate debt plus the local government financing vehicle debt, which is the local government companies, that load is around 145 to 150% of GDP. Academically speaking, a corporate debt above 120% of GDP is an alarming level. So clearly China has that. Another issue is while the debt is rising, it didn't really generate much real growth.
So the debt is rising much more quickly than the economy is growing.
Yes. So that shows that the growth efficiency has been deteriorating in China. And then second, all these debt that didn't translate into real GDP growth, where did they go, right? So our understanding is that because the interest payment and the principal payment on these debt is growing at a very fast pace. So the companies have to borrow not just to roll over the principal, but also to pay back the interest rate. That's why the debt is rising, but with no growth.
When you have to borrow more money just to pay back the interest on the debt you already have, many people would describe that as a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, we do think at least some corporates in China are already there.
They're already effectively in a Ponzi scheme, that they're not making enough money even to pay back the debts they have.
Right.
And how big are these companies that we're talking about? How important to the Chinese economy?
It's difficult to really put a number on it, but our sense is that at least one third of these corporate plus local government companies having very difficult time to fulfill their debt obligation.
Obviously, it's unsustainable in the longer term to keep borrowing just to cover your interest. How do you see this ending? Where's the end point? And when is the end point?
Actually, we think there may not be a very specific time in terms of the end point. It may be a multi-year process that the government is gradually taking action and allows some companies to fail, but not the others. The central government is trying to engineer a slow busting scenario. Instead of having a big economic crisis, then things bounce back. It's just going to be painful in the medium term.
In Australia, obviously, we're very connected to Chinese growth. Just how painful do you think the slowdown would be?
We are looking for the growth to step down every year in the next 5 years, at least. So this year we expect 7.6%, next year 7.4%, and in 3 years we expect below 7% growth. But we would agree that there is still downside risk to our forecast.
Will that mean China will slow down its purchases of Australian iron ore and coal?
We see this is already happening. The commodity import growth has been slowing since last year, at least.
I've heard some analysts warn that China could end up going along the same road as Japan. We obviously know how much debt Japan has. Mm. Do you think that's a realistic danger?
Well, if they don't do anything, yes, China will end up like Japan. But the good thing is they're working on it. For example, this year, although the economy is slowing, the central government has put out a lot of financial regulatory tightening, targeting shadow banking, disciplining the bond market. So it shows they're well aware of these problems and they're willing to sacrifice some of the short-term growth for medium-term sustainability. I think based on this progress, it is still likely that they can come out of it better than Japan.
Hong Kong-based Société Générale economist Wei Yao speaking with business reporter Michael Yander.